Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, Army Wives, fall in. You've come to the right place. Army Wife Talk Radio is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind, providing the latest reports, stories, interviews, and more to encourage and empower you on your military spouse journey. For Army Wives, by Army Wives. Now, here are your hosts, the Army Wife Network core team.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Molly Ritterbeck. Today is Monday, May 6, 2019, and this is show number 690. AWTR is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. We've got two great guests in store for you tonight. And first up, you'll find out more about the MILF Spouse Fest events coming to a military base near you in 2019 with special guest T.T. Robinson.
And during the second half of our show, Odell Kress joins us to tell us about the Care Package Story Project, which is a collection of photographs of care packages recreated from memories of care packages that Odell and other service members received while stationed away from home. Also, our new 6 Wendy will report on some exciting changes regarding LinkedIn Premium access for military spouses.
Now, if you're listening to our show live right now, we are also hanging out on Twitter, and we'd love to chat with you. Tweet us at Army Wife Network and use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate in the conversation. Links to all of the resources we're going to mention tonight will be posted in our Twitter feed and in the comment section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, One Natural Way. Every expecting mom is busy preparing for baby, but military moms often face unique challenges all their own. That's why One Natural Way specializes in making it easy for military families to get a breast pump and breastfeeding supplies, as well as personalized support. Only One Natural Way can offer no upgrade fee on any Medela or Spectra breast pump, a customizable monthly supply program, and free lactation consultants to ensure breastfeeding success. One Natural Way has helped thousands of military families throughout their breastfeeding journey. See how they can help you by visiting onenaturalway.com. That's onenaturalway.com to get started today. Well, Molly, we were just talking before the show that you've got a new job and you're thrilled with it. So tell us a bit about what you're doing and how it's going.
So I did take a new position, and it is with Sun South Equipment, which is a John Deere dealership. And what I get to do is work on the governmental side of their business, as there is a governmental contract that John Deere holds with the military to provide them equipment. And just my job is to keep everyone satisfied with customer service and get them what they need, fix what's broken. Obviously, I'm not fixing what's broken, but getting them to the people that fix what's broken. But like I was telling you, I had worked for Deere 10 years prior to this, and I took a buyout that left me not able to come back to work for John Deere Corporate again. But by the grace of God, they had my resume for something completely else, and they called me one day and were just like, hey, we have a position that might be available for you, and we think you may like it, so come on in. And it ended up, it was basically what I had done on the corporate side that I thought I'd never get to do again.
Oh, that's so awesome. Isn't that neat how, like, when one door closes, another one opens, and it's usually in the most amazing, unexpected way.
It absolutely is, and it was funny because, I mean, my family is a John Deere family. My dad worked for them for 29 years and an additional 2 dealerships he worked with. So when I left there, it was kind of a heartbreak. And when they called me, I was like, there's no way. And I'd actually just accepted another position for something else. So after we went through the pros and cons of it all, my husband was basically like, this is the job you always wanted to have, but you couldn't, but it's back. He goes, you can't just say no. So I called the other people and said, you know, I really apologize, but something has come up that I would shoot myself in the foot if I didn't take it. And they were completely gracious, understood. And I've been doing it for about a week now, you know, just get my feet wet again. And it's just, the joy is coming back to me again.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so awesome. You know, That's one thing that we as military spouses, and I've heard this time and time again across the mil spouse sphere, that finding a career or a job, it's difficult. You know, we move every 2 years or 3 years, you know, and it's just difficult to find a job. And how do you have any tips or advice for someone that's searching?
You know, the one thing I will say is that it does have frustration at the beginning. Like, we all know frustration of constantly putting out, you know, the job applications and putting in the resumes anywhere we can. I put it into a place that wasn't necessarily advertising, because John Deere wasn't advertising at the time, but I sent my resume anyways because I knew that culture. So my recommendation is to don't just wait for a job to like an applic or a posting to appear. Just go after kind of what you want, because I think you know what you can do. So don't, you know, just take anything, because really go for what you want.
Yeah, you know, and we really can't afford to wait. So we've just got to go for it and just pray for the best. I mean, you know, if you see an opportunity, don't let it pass you by. You never know what that.
You can't.
You know, right. And don't burn bridges. I mean, look at, like, with you. You left on good terms the first time, and you loved it, mm-hmm. and you really – did your job with excellence, and so they wanted you back.
Well, and it was kind of funny because sometime in my first week, they were like, oh, you know, we work with such and such, and they were people that one person I had known from John Deere from when my dad worked there, so I've known them for, gosh, 20 years, and then another person was someone I worked with previously. Like, so it's one of those things where it's like, it's so cool because it's like I'm back at the family reunion.
Oh, that's so neat. That is so neat. And that is something that I think we especially appreciate, that camaraderie and that feeling of family, especially for those of us that are missing our family. You know, we find family among friends and colleagues. And so, well, Molly, our first guest is on the line, so let's bring her on with us now. I have T.T. Robinson with us. T.T. is a Navy spouse, the editor of Mil Spouse Fest, the SIF, and the 2019 MC for Mil Spouse Fest. She is the author of the New York Times Deployment Diary, for which she received a Voice of the Year Award. T.T. is also the founder of Humans on the Homefront, a site created to share the stories of our men and women in uniform and the people who love them.
TT was the 2018 AFI Norfolk Naval Station Military Spouse of the Year, and her work has been featured in the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, We Are the Mighty, Military.com, Task and Purpose, and other outlets. Prior to having to reinvent herself due to military life, TT spent just over a decade with the government as an instructor and in crisis management. She's a graduate of the Harvard Leadership and Crisis Executive Education Program, a skill that definitely proves useful every day as a mother of two young children. Welcome to the show, TT.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. It's great to talk to you guys again.
Absolutely. We're so happy to have you. And if you don't mind, I know we did an introduction on you, but, you know, take a moment to actually introduce who are you and tell us about Mill Spouse Fest.
Well, who I am, I'm first and foremost, I'm not sure that made the cut in the bio, but I'm a mom. I'm, you know, I'm a mommy and a working mother and, like you said, a Navy spouse. We live in Norfolk, Virginia. I've been here an obscenely long amount of time compared to my Army sisters and brothers who are moving what seems like every 15 minutes. So we've been here 9 years, which is unheard of, but we love it. And, yeah, I'm the MC for Mill Spouse Fest, and I can't say enough great things about a Mill Spouse Fest event. It's a free event, open to all military spouses, and I would encourage anyone, if you get the chance to go, to do it.
You know, when you guys came here to Benning, I did go, and I will tell you, it was full of excitement, and it was, I still wear that soft T-shirt once a week.
It's so soft.
It's so soft.
It most definitely is. Everyone gets a soft T-shirt. Your kids will like to sleep in them. You'll want to wear them. If you go for no other reason, go for the soft T-shirt.
Well, I know I had a blast, but what do you say makes the Mill Spouse Fest event so special, and who is it geared towards?
I think what makes a Mill Spouse Fest event so special is that we all spend so much time investing in and supporting and loving on our service members. And this is an opportunity for us to love on you, on the military spouse. It's an event about military spouses, for military spouses, put on by military spouses. And so it's, I think, different in that it's created by people who really get it, who are living that life, who understand what it's like, you know, to be pregnant by yourself or to have a baby alone or to have to leave friends and to relocate to a new duty station. And I think that that's what sets it apart from maybe other events, is that the people who are putting it on get it and know how special this community is. And then more than anything, too, knows how special and rare it is to get out by yourself for a few hours and win prizes. What's not to love?
That is 100% true. What would you say, you know, some of us don't have that core group of friends yet, and we're still flying solo in general. So what would you say to the spouses who don't know anyone and are maybe a little intimidated to come by themselves?
I would say I get that, and I think that there's nothing more intimidating than walking into a room where you don't know a soul. And I know this is shocking to both of you, but I'm a total extrovert. So for me, it might not be as scary as for somebody who really doesn't know anybody else and is introverted. And so to you, I would say, just show up. We'll make sure that you know somebody by the time you sit down. The people who put the event on are super friendly. There's a Facebook community that you get invited to join before the event so that you can make some of those battle buddies. And in fact, we actually do a little call out to say, those of you who are coming solo, raise your Facebook hand and let's find you a friend before you even walk in the door. But everybody who goes, whether they know 100 people there or they know no one there, they will leave with friends. And it's such an important, important thing in this military spouse life to have people to walk the journey with you. And now you have a captive audience of potential friends. So come, even if you're flying solo, please come.
Yes. No, we had a blast when we were there. I met new people there. I mean, our table was friends by the end, so I can definitely say just go.
Yep.
But when we went, I know there was a bunch of interaction, but what are some of the things that someone can expect to come home with after the Mill Spouse event, after these interactive events?
I mean, first, you walk away with an automatic network of people because you'll meet people at your table. And then I can't say enough about the swag. The swag is pretty fabulous. We've got our title sponsor, USAA, who hooks you up with a bag right as you walk in. You get a T-shirt. There's opportunity to win prizes throughout the night. We give away $500, which is insane to me. We give away Fitbits and restaurant gift certificates. With so many Amazon gift cards, it's crazy. Just a ton of prizes. So you can expect to walk away with some sweet swag. But then I
will
think
say
it's
my
important.
Daughter stole my water bottle that says the sip on it.
Oh,
so
no.
Just so you know, that went over well.
I'll send you one. I will send you one. You can win a sip water bottle. But I think the most important thing you'll walk away with is that feeling of camaraderie. You know, last year our theme was inspire change, and this year our theme is why not today. And so I think you walk away with a feeling that you really are not walking this journey alone. There are so many people out there who are walking in, and their path might look a little different. They might have mountains and you have valleys, or you might have mountains and they have rivers, but you're not by yourself. And so I think people will walk away with great swag, a super soft t-shirt, a new network, and just the knowledge that they're not doing this by themselves.
That's awesome. Well, Titi, you've done several Mill Spouse Fest events by now. And so this may be kind of a challenging question, but would you share with us one or two of your favorite Mill Spouse Fest moments?
Oh, gosh, that's such a tough question because I do have about 1,000. You know, whether it's the dance party line that happened at one of them, and somebody did the worm, which was amazing. But probably if I had to pick a favorite Mill Spouse Fest moment, one of the segments that we have is called 60 Seconds to Success. And I'm not going to totally walk you through it because, you know, we need to have that element of surprise. But one of the things that we try and teach people is how to do an elevator pitch. And, of course, you know, when you think of an elevator pitch, you think of for your career, for your business, for your resume. But there's also that piece that we say is military spouse life should be about you sometimes. And so think about what you want to get out of this. And so we had a woman who got up and she volunteered to go on the microphone. And her, you know, 60-second elevator pitch, who I am, what I do, what I'm hoping to find, was, my name is this. I am a new mom. I just moved here. And I really just need some friends. And she walked away with 12 people's phone numbers who had babies the same age. And that, to me, if you could put Mill Spouse Fest in a bottle, that's what it is. It's the ability to be vulnerable and to say, you know, if you want to, you don't have to take the microphone. So all you introverts, please still come. You don't have to share. But it's that ability to say, I need other people with me.
That's excellent.
Wow. That is so neat. Yeah, these events are so fun. I was able to make it to one up at JBLM, and I am an introvert, but it was fun, and everybody is very social. They want to talk to you. So I had some extroverts that adopted me, and I had a blast, and so I can't wait to go to another one, hopefully some, you know, a couple of them this year. And speaking of that, I know you have one coming up next week, actually, in Hawaii.
Yes.
And I'm so sad I'm going to miss it because I'm in the middle
of the
PCS. I'm
so sad you're going to miss it, too. I have to say, when I came up with the 2019 schedule, seeing Honolulu on there just did not hurt my feelings at all. We are doing two events in Hawaii next week. We're super excited about not just the location, but I think sometimes our friends in the middle of the Pacific get left out, and so it's going to be great to be among men and women who sometimes don't get these main events brought to them.
Yeah. We're just now leaving Hawaii, so I was so excited when I first saw that this was on the schedule, and then I was so sad when it just fell right in the middle of our PCS, and I'm not going to be able to make it. But so you'll be in Hawaii. I so miss Hawaii already, and I've only been gone a week or a week or two. I don't remember. My days are blurring. But where else? So next week is Hawaii. Where else will you be in 2019?
We'll be in Norfolk, which is, you know, just a short drive for me, so I'm ecstatic about that one as well. In June, we've got two events. We've got a daytime and an evening event. So our working mommies, or, you know, somebody who needs a spouse to take childcare can come to an evening event. We also have a daytime event in Norfolk. And then in the fall, we'll be at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska. We'll be in Colorado Springs, and then we'll be in the Camp Pendleton and San Diego area.
So you're really kind of all over the map, so there should be one that near whoever is listening that you can attend and have some fun. So how can we get involved in a Mill Spouse Fest?
Yeah, we would love, love, love. If you're able to volunteer, we always need volunteers. So if you are interested in that, you can email – oh, Emily is going to love me saying this, but you can email emily@millspousefest.com. You can also go to our website, which is millspousefest.com, and you can click on the MSF event schedule. That's how you register through Eventbrite. We do have a Facebook community group, but that's closed only for people who actually register. You can like us on all the social platforms, interact with us, send us direct messages there. Anywhere that you would normally find people on the interwebs, we are there too. So that's a great way to contact us.
Well, folks, really, seriously, be sure to mark your calendars for a Mill Spouse Fest event near you. Make a point of attending so all you fellow, you sister introverts like me out there, trust me, you want to go and be prepared to have lots of fun. And I promise you some extroverts will adopt you. So you definitely want to go. And you can connect with Mill Spouse Fest by going to their Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages at Mill Spouse Fest. That's MILSPOUSEFEST. And check out their website at millspousefest.com, and we will be posting those links in our social media as well. So, TT, it has been a pleasure. Thanks so much for being our guest tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me and for what you amazing, amazing women do and just the support you bring our whole community. And thanks to everybody who's listening. Keep trucking, keep going, and why not today? Come to Mill Spouse Fest.
And have fun next week.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Stay tuned. Coming up next is our new Six Wendy reporting on some exciting changes regarding LinkedIn Premium access for military spouses. We'll be right back after these short messages.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Ready!
Our life, our family, our soldier. News you can use. Now with our headlines, it's time for your Army Wife Talk Radio Live News 6 Report.
Welcome back, listeners. We have our News 6 Wendy on the line bringing us your need-to-know news. Hey, Wendy, what have you got for us this week?
It's no surprise that military spouse employment is a recurring hot topic. So this week, I have some exciting changes regarding LinkedIn Premium access for military spouses.
I know LinkedIn helps with networking, job searching, and allows employers and recruiters to find you. How is this new access for military spouses different than what was offered before?
Well, before this recent change, military spouses could qualify for the LinkedIn Premium upgrade by meeting one of two qualifiers. First, if the service member was within a six-month window before leaving the service or after leaving the military, then spouses would qualify for this one-year free upgrade. Another option was if a spouse was within a six-month window of PCSing, either before the PCS happened or within 6 months afterwards, then they too would qualify for the premium upgrade to their LinkedIn account. Now, with this recent change, these qualifiers have been overturned, and all military spouses, yes, all, are eligible for the one-year free LinkedIn Premium upgrade.
This is an exciting change. So how is the LinkedIn Premium upgrade beneficial, though, to military spouses?
LinkedIn Premium has many features that a basic LinkedIn account doesn't, such as being able to see who is looking at your profile, on-demand learning for free to learn new skills virtually, insights about how you compare to other applicants for jobs, and more. Upgrading your account typically costs money, but now all military spouses can qualify for that 1 year of free LinkedIn Premium access through a partnership between LinkedIn's Military and Veterans Program and the Department of Defense SECO, or Spouse Education and Career Opportunities Program.
This is wonderful news for military spouses. How can those spouses get the process started for this upgrade on LinkedIn?
Great question. First, military spouses need to create an account on myseco.militaryonesource.mil. Again, that's myseco, myseco.militaryonesource.mil. Next, users should visit the My Transition page of their MySeco account. Once users sign in or create an account, they will have the option to complete the required training in one of three ways. First, schedule a session with a SECO career coach by calling Military OneSource at 1-800-342-9647 or using the live chat feature on the MySeco website. Career coaches can help maximize the job seeker's online presentation and leverage special features on LinkedIn to make an application stand out. Another option is to register for an online live webinar that will provide guidance on how to leverage the LinkedIn Premium account. And the third option is to take the Leveraging LinkedIn Premium self-paced training course on Mill Life Learning for tips on how to maximize the LinkedIn Premium account. This training can be completed in one sitting or paused and finished later. Once spouses complete the required training, they will receive a confirmation code that will authorize the free LinkedIn Premium upgrade.
This is extremely helpful, Wendy. And obviously, one of the main purposes of LinkedIn is to network. Are there any other ways that Mill spouses can get connected with one another through LinkedIn Premium?
Yes, there is. After gaining access to that LinkedIn Premium feature, users can join the Department of Defense Military Spouse LinkedIn group. The SECO website states that membership in this exclusive LinkedIn group will signal your status as a military spouse to recruiters seeking to hire from the community, as well as connect you with other military spouses to grow your professional network.
Such awesome news, especially for military spouses who are seeking employment. Wendy, thank you so much for bringing this insight that really can connect military spouses to employment resources and opportunities.
You bet.
Listeners, be sure to stay tuned. After a quick break, learn about the Care Package Story Project featuring guest Odell Kress. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. It's Jack Black coming to you from the set of Jumanji.
We have to save Jumanji.
Libraries and librarians transform lives every day through digital literacy, discovery, and lifelong learning.
Let's go, people.
Yes!
There's no puzzle too tough or challenge too great.
We can help each other.
For your librarian, find the clues to solve your next quest at the library.
A message from the American Library Association's Libraries Transform campaign. And Jumanji, welcome to the jungle.
Or service to offer our listeners? Reach thousands of military families worldwide via Army Wife Network. ArmyWifeNetwork.com has a limited number of sponsorship opportunities available. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com/sponsorship or email us at info@ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm Molly Ritterbeck. Joining us now is Odell Kress. Odell served as a Russian-Spanish linguist in the Cold War in the 1980s, mostly stationed in Augsburg in what was then West Germany. She's also a daughter, a sister, cousin, auntie, niece, former fiancé, which is another story, and a friend to many other service members and veterans, so she's seen her fair share of care packages. Odell went to college when she first got out of the military, and she has been working her way around the world ever since.
Odell is now in her last semester of grad school. Her son is a senior in high school, and they both graduate the same week in June of this year. The Care Package Story Project exhibit is now on tour. It goes to military bases, VA hospitals, American Legions, VFWs, USOs, library schools, universities around the U.S., and to U.S. bases and outposts overseas. It was featured in the online Military Families magazine in April and will be featured in the June-July issue of the VFW magazine. It was on display at the 2019 Gold Star Families Conference in Vermont in April and is now on exhibit at the Roxy Theater on Joint Base Cape Cod. From there, it will travel to Boston, New York City, Fort Bragg, then to other locations around the country and overseas. Welcome to the show, Dale.
Hi, Crystal. Hi, Molly. Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have you on, and am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Absolutely. You get two gold stars.
Great. Thank you. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. And would you take a moment to tell us a little bit more about yourself and describe the Care Package Story Project to our listeners?
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm a grad student, and as you said, I finished in June. And as part of my graduate thesis, this project kind of came out of that. And the project has two parts. There's the exhibit and a series of presentations. To make the exhibit, I created and photographed care packages that I and other service members received when we were stationed away from home. And with the images, I made a display that when it's all hung together, it looks like a really large American flag. And when you look at the individual care packages that make up the flag, you can see a really wide range of people who've served in uniform for this country. The packages date back from World War II to present day. They include enlisted and officers, women and men from every branch of the armed forces. So, and actually right now I'm working to add a few more photographs. So it will actually include World War I, Civil War, and then all the way back to the Revolutionary War. So, but right now it's traveling around the country as is from World War II to present day.
Wow, that really is impressive. And I hope that I can get to one of the exhibits because I would love to see this. Would you explain to us kind of how this project got started and what inspired you to do this?
Well, I really, the theme of my grad thesis is food is a language, cuisine is a dialect. And every one of these packages says, I love you, I miss you. But what each family puts into their own care package says I love you in a unique way that's special to them and special to the service member that's receiving the package. So I thought that this would be, this collection of photographs of care packages would be a really good way to kind of demonstrate my thesis. So all of these packages are filled with love and longing, and they even have, you know, humor in them. one of them, for example, is a story of a family that got together and baked cookies all afternoon. But before they packaged them up, they took a bite out of every one, you know. So it's just their own way of saying I love you in a way that siblings, you know, this group of siblings would say that to each other. So it's very sweet.
Oh, that is beautiful. It sounds like you can really tell a lot about a family the people that put a care package together just through what the contents are or even the recipient, you know, what their likes and things that bring them happiness or, you know, humor, you know, that type of thing. I am curious.
Oh, absolutely.
Why did you choose military care packages instead of, like, say, care packages for college students or others?
Right. Absolutely. I could have used care packages that were sent to college kids or actually to anyone who's away from home. In fact, if you think about even the lunch boxes that we send every day with our family members, you know, to work or to school, they're a kind of care package too, really. I mean, it's food and love in a box. Right. So,
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is so neat to me.
Yeah. I mean, if you if you were to, I thought it would be really interesting actually to go to an elementary school and like just take a picture of all of the different lunches that were brought to school, because it would just vary wildly, you know, and it could, it's just very interesting. But anyway, I chose to show military care packages, first of all, because I received them when I was stationed away from home. So they have a particular special meaning to me, and because I've sent care packages. But also I chose these because they show this really wide range of people who serve in uniform. I think a lot of times in movies and in TV ads, the wide range of people that served isn't necessarily represented in those. And so I thought that this would be a really interesting way to show the people from just this really wide range of backgrounds that serve. And also because these packages reveal individual family culture. And as a collection, the packages show us a lot about military culture in particular. But it also, as a whole, I mean, it is an American flag. It really can also illustrate American culture, you know, in a, on a broader scale. So I thought that that would be a really interesting thing to do with these. And, you know, people really respond so emotionally. Sometimes that's laughing, sometimes it's, they get weepy, but they're very poignant. They're very heartfelt packages, so people really enjoy them.
Now, Odile, what are some of the people's, what, some, oh, if I could talk tonight, man, I'm stumbling. What are some of the people's favorite stories that are featured in the exhibit?
Oh, gosh. So there's quite a range of stories, and people people respond to them either because they identify with what's in them, or sometimes just because it's so specific, like the biting each cookie. That's very specific to that family, but it feels universal, you know. Anybody who has a sister or knows a sister, you know, can relate to that one. So that's certainly a very popular one. Another one is the oldest the package of the oldest package that's represented is from World War II, and it's a woman. And one of the contents in her package were is cigarettes. And what's funny about that is she didn't even smoke. And women weren't allowed to smoke, actually, at that time. And so she liked to get them because they were contraband. You know, she liked having something that she wasn't supposed to have. But also because cigarettes were like gold. She could trade them for all kinds of things. So that one is really fun. And she was a mechanic in the Army in World War II. There's one called Missing My Mate. And it came from it's a Coast Guard service member whose girlfriend, she went out and she bought these super sexy high heels. But she sent only one in this box. And it says, there's a little tag on it that says, Missing My Mate. And I love all the puns that are in there. You know, the shoe is missing its mate. She's missing her mate. He's a mate on a ship. You know, I just how creative she was with that. And she filled the box with chocolate kisses and peppermint and stuff like that. And one other one that people really like is from, it was sent to a friend of mine in during Vietnam, when he was stationed in Vietnam. And he's from Vermont, and he just loves peanut butter crackers. And these weren't homemade, but he loved getting them. And he told me that when he ate the crackers, he'd say, oh, these taste like heaven. And then he said, no, it tastes like Vermont. And I just think, you know, that's just so sweet. So... yeah, there's just lots of really great ones. There's one that's sent, it's a piñata, and it's instead of being full of candies like you might expect, it was full of every flavor of Oreo that his kids could find. So
these are,
you know,
all
each one
so relatable.
They are. And I don't use any name. I only use the rank and the job and the location, the duty station, and then the dates of service, because that's what really matters to the military. And I kind of stripped it of anything personal, no names or photographs of people or anything. But it's contrasted with this just burst of personality that comes through in the package. And I like that contrast.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Those are definitely relatable. We're laughing about, because one of our team members, she's very on to the puns, and we're like, that is so her. Now, did you always plan for the exhibit to travel, or how did that come about?
Actually, I didn't. I really created this as part just of a project. But then somebody heard, one of my friends heard about it, and he said, you know, you really should show it at the headquarters at Camp Johnson here in Vermont. And I said, well, you know, if you think they want it. So I put it up, and, you know, immediately the woman who was running the Gold Star families, think she saw it, and immediately she called me and said, oh, would you please display it there? And then other people that were passing through, since it was in headquarters, people in other bases saw it too, and they said, oh, could you bring it here? And then the VA hospital wanted it, and then a different VA hospital wanted it. So it just kind of started traveling like that from one place to another. So it's been pretty widely displayed around the New England area at this point, although I haven't gotten over to Maine yet, but I'm planning on that. but it just started off because people started asking to see it, and so I started showing it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, it's interesting, even because we're all a part of that, and so it's neat to see how other people, how we relate all in the same, but so different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, Odell, we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, let's talk about where you're taking the project next and how long it will be on tour.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks.
Listeners, be sure to stay tuned. We'll hear more from Odell Kress about the Care Package Story Project when we return with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abdullah, and on behalf of the Army Surgeon General, this is your Army Medicine, Be As Healthy As You Can Be, Health Minute. This month, we're talking behavioral health. Behavioral health care is one of the most important factors in sustaining the readiness of the Army. It includes psychological, physical, and spiritual well-being. 15% of soldiers have one or more behavioral health conditions, including adjustment disorders, mood disorders, anxiety disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, and substance abuse. The Army offers a number of behavioral health services to address the strain on soldiers and families who have experienced multiple deployments and other demands of military life. The goal is to reach soldiers and their families where they live and work to improve access and reduce stigma. Telebehavioral health services are offered enabling care in remote locations, and the Army Behavioral Health Data Portal application enables precision care. Army Medicine, one team, one purpose, conserving the fighting strength since 1775.
Want to expand your military spouse information arsenal? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers military family news and resources, experience and expert blogs, active social media, and much, much more. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.
Welcome back to the show. Today we're chatting with Odell Kress about the Care Package Story Project. And before we went to break, Odell, you shared with us how it came about that you took the Care Package Story Project on tour. And so our next question is, where do you plan for it to travel to, and how long will this tour be?
States. And can you hear me?
Yep, we can.
Oh, okay, the thing just talked to me. I am planning to take it to all 50 states and to bases in Europe and in the Pacific region. And it kind of looks like this is going to go for at least 2.5-3 years, maybe longer. I don't have a timeline that it has to get to all 50 states in 1 year or something like that. But the way it will go is it'll be traveling down the East Coast. It'll go to a few states up and down the East Coast and then over to Europe. Then it'll come back to the States and travel through a few more states and then go over to the Pacific region, down to the Virgin Islands and possibly Puerto Rico, but not sure about that. And then back to the States and then travel around like that. So it's not necessarily on one straight trajectory, but it'll be going from different states and then overseas to bases there and then back to the States and back overseas like that.
That is pretty cool. I think it's going to be awesome that everyone's going to be able to get a chance for this. Now, when this is on tour, you also give presentations about the exhibit. How does that work?
Oh, I do, yeah. So when I hang the exhibit, it usually stays for a couple or 3 weeks. So I go to hang it up, and then I give presentations in the area, and then I let it hang for 2 or 3 weeks, and then I take it to the next location. So each presentation, sometimes I give a presentation alongside the exhibit if the people that are hosting the exhibit want a presentation. But mostly I give the presentations on their own. They're tailored specifically to the interests of the audience. But a lot of places don't have room to put up the big flag, but they want to see all of the things that are in it. So every presentation includes slides of all of the care packages that are featured in the exhibit. And I tell the stories behind the stories and more anecdotes that aren't included in the presentation. And also some few interesting tidbits of history that are kind of sprinkled in there. And then at the end, I really like to open it up for people to share their own package stories or ask questions, you know, whatever they would like to do. And some of the different audiences are, some of them are foodie audiences who are actually interested in it as a food project, but most are military audiences. Some are historical societies, you know, that kind of thing. So the presentations are pretty popular with people who have seen it, schools, libraries, lots of different places have asked me to bring that, and they each have their own interest in it. So I do show all of the pictures and tell the stories behind the stories, but a lot of the information is tailored specifically to what that audience is interested in.
I was going to say, it's got to be awesome because I bet this never gets old because no two presentations are ever the same.
That's exactly right. It does. It definitely doesn't get old for me. I get new questions and lots of new information and fascinating stories every time.
I can only imagine. This project is, this is awesome, and I don't think I can say that enough tonight. But how are you able to do this? How is this project funded?
Right. So it's funded by contributions. I don't charge the venues to host the exhibit. So if a base or a VA hospital, you know, school, whatever, if they want to host the exhibit, I don't charge. If they're able to give a contribution, then they give a contribution. But it's not required. I also apply for grants for it. But it's really important to me that it's able to go where people get the most out of it, not necessarily where I can make the most money by showing it. But a lot of people who see it say, oh, I really want this to travel to other places. And so they contribute so that they know that some other places might not have the money. So individuals as well as venues contribute, and, you know, businesses, whoever thinks that this is something that's important to keep traveling.
Well, that, I think a lot, anyone who sees that will agree with that as well.
Oh,
how can people share their own stories with it? Well, no, it's true. I mean, I think, you know, like I was telling you, this is just one of those things that a lot of us can relate to, and it's just the bond that binds us, and it's so different at the same time.
Oh,
but how can people share their own stories with you? Because I know plenty of us have stories.
Oh, I love when people tell me their stories. Absolutely. And people think, oh, mine wouldn't be interesting. It's just normal. But trust me, I don't know if there's a normal care package. Each one is so unique, you know. So, people often tell me their stories when they see the exhibit or after I give a presentation. But people, any, your listeners, anyone can send me a story by email. And my email is Odale, that's O-D-A-L-E, at carepackagestoryproject, that's all one word, .us. So Odale at carepackagestoryproject.us. So there's a page on my website called Your Stories, and the website is carepackagestoryproject.us. Anyway, on the website, there's a page where people can read stories that other people have sent in. I only post the ones that people give me permission to post. Some people send me stories and say, please don't post this. I just want to share it with you. And that's totally fine, too. I love getting stories. So the ones that I have permission to post, I do post most of those onto that Your Stories page. And so people can read those. I think people get a real kick out of seeing a lot of those. So that's probably the best way, except for come to the exhibit and come tell me about it and come to a presentation and come tell me your story. But otherwise, an email is a great way to reach me directly.
Awesome. Well, earlier you mentioned that you don't charge to bring an exhibit to a community. How do people get in touch with you to request that the exhibit be brought to their location?
Oh, right. I should have mentioned that. Yes, you're right. So you can contact me by the same email. And will that be posted on your – will there be a link to that on your website?
Yes, we can definitely do that.
Oh, excellent. So people can send me at the same email, Odale at carepackagestoryproject.us, and request that you know, just tell me who they are and what venue it is and where it's located, and I will try to fit it into the itinerary. And I can usually either do the exhibit or a presentation or both. It just kind of depends on how the itinerary has lined up so far. But I can usually almost always at least fit in a presentation. And the presentations last about an hour. They take about an hour. And so if people would like me to bring the exhibit to your base, to your VA hospital or clinic, to your school, to your local library, wherever, to your book club, to your historical society, whatever you'd like. I take it wherever I can fit it into the schedule.
And I have one more question for you. I was wondering if you would share what for you is the most rewarding part of doing this project?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. It's ironic that these really individual packages, they're really just sent from one person to another, you know, or from one family to a person. And yet when it's together, it creates a community. And when people come see it, they feel a part of a community of people, and it's a very unique community. And feeling that connection, and your guest was talking about it earlier with the Mill Spouse events, you know, how it's a very unique community. And when we feel connected to each other, whether we're actually spouses or veterans or service members or whatever, it's a very unique and special connection. And I love being able to broaden that connection and raise awareness of cultures within the military, and also military culture within the larger American culture. I think that's what I enjoy the most, is seeing people connect and listening to how these packages impact them personally.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Odile, before you go, would you give us your website one more time, and we will be sure to post that in our social media as well for our listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you. So it's Care Package Story Project, all one word, carepackagestoryproject.us. And actually, I should mention, if they go to the site, you can scroll through and see a slideshow of the exhibit. So people can see images and see these stories and submit stories. So if they want to go to the site, they can see a lot of this for themselves.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. And Odile, thank you so much for joining us this evening and for sharing about this wonderful, I keep saying that word, this great project. And I agree with you that about the sense of community. I know that I think I probably could speak for Molly here, that sense of community was coming through in your interview. You know, I was starting to feel connected and like, somebody gets me. So thank you so much for putting this together and putting it out there on display.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the invitation to talk to both of you and to your listeners. I really sincerely appreciate it, and I'm really glad we had a chance to talk.
Have a great evening, and the best of luck to you in your endeavors.
Thanks, and the same to both of you and all the new jobs.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, tonight's show was brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, One Natural Way. One Natural Way has helped thousands of military families throughout their breastfeeding journey. See how they can help you by visiting www.onenaturalway.com to get started today.
Listeners, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Be sure to tune in next week, Monday, May 13th, 2019, for our interview with Lieutenant Colonel David Richardson, who will be joining us to talk about his new novel, War Story. It's going to be another empowering show. You don't want to miss it.
And in the meantime, please join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or just follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Have a great week.
Thank you for tuning into Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. And inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.